Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
In 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul tells us that when we become adults, it's time to put away childish things. In essence, it's time to grow up. A lesson that the President and members of Congress would do well to learn. It seems that they're stuck playing childish games, and their favorite one seems to be kick the can. It's a great game if you're in elementary school. It's a dangerous game if you're playing with the world's largest economy. This week saw the end of the government shutdown, with the media praising the Senate for averting a catastrophe. The problem is, nothing has been solved. Absolutely nothing. In fact, the bill to raise the debt ceiling contained plenty of pork to get the necessary votes, and all it did was push back the inevitable day of reckoning. As I've said before, you'll know that they're serious when they take up entitlement reform. At this point, Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security are the three largest areas driving the growth of the budget. Another is the interest on the national debt. These four areas by themselves, if left uncontrolled, are enough to break the bank. Fully half of the population receives some form of entitlement, and only half of us pay any federal taxes. So in essence, half of the population has no skin in the game. Life is a free lunch, both literally and figuratively. The number of people on food stamps is skyrocketing, and costs have risen 358% since 2000. In 2000, it cost $17 billion to administer the program. Now it costs $78 billion, and almost 50 million people are enrolled. The government itself is helping to drive the numbers. We spend $41 million each year advertising the program, and states like Florida and Rhode Island actually have food stamp recruiters. In Florida, the recruiters have a quota of 150 new people each month that have to be signed up. By every measure, spending is completely out of control. Now, Congress has extended its line of credit another 4 months, and we're going deeper into debt with no plan to cut back. If anyone truly believes that we'll solve this problem by the next deadline to raise the debt limit in January, they're mistaken. We won't. The odds are that we'll just kick the can down the road again. The problem is that Congress suffers from gridlock, and we actually created it. The Senate and the presidency are controlled by the Democrats, and the House of Representatives is controlled by the Republicans. We refuse to give one party total control, and if the members of each party remain true to their values, then the result is gridlock. The problem is that gridlock in this instance doesn't bring spending to a halt. The spending is automatically increasing, and the only way to stop it is to take away their credit card. Contrary to what the media says, we would not default on the debt. By law, we have to service the interest on the debt first, and the IRS collects enough taxes each month to easily do that. What it would force us to do is drastically cut entitlements, and I'm not sure that that's possible without enormous social upheaval. So Congress, and by extension we the American people, are caught between a rock and a hard place. We have a stagnant economy, and we're borrowing money to pay entitlements and service the debt on money that we already borrowed. It's a vicious cycle, and one that cannot go on forever. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.